سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا. صدق الله العظيم. Whatever advice is going to be shared is first for me, then for others. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, especially those that are sitting in the program and those that are listening over the receivers. What good actions y'all are doing, what good qualities y'all possess is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my private life, public life is also in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What mistakes, shortcomings we have in our life, Allah guide us tawfiq of rectifying our mistakes, making sincere tawbah. Allah says in the Quran also, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Not claim to be pious. Allah Ta'ala knows best who is most pious. I recite ayat number 50 from Surah Kahf, one of the famous surahs of the Quran. Just to recap the previous ayat, what we recited a few weeks ago, the description of the day of Qiyamah, where our books of deeds will be in front of us. And out of astonishment, people say, what kind book of is this? Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun innal abrara lafi na'im wa innal fujjara lafi jahim. That the good actions are recorded, even the mistakes and the sins are recorded. Nothing is missed out. And those that did good actions sincerely, to the mercy of Allah, they'll go to Jannah. And those that committed open major sins and did not repent before passing away, they're going towards Jahannam. May Allah protect us. The very next ayat number 50, Allah speaks about pride and arrogance, how bad it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Iblis to make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. After creating Adam alayhi salam from sand, Allah ordered all the angels to make sajda and prostration to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Let's read the English meaning. When we told the angels the command of Allah, prostrate, make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the first human to be created on earth, they all prostrated except for Iblis, Shaitan. He was from the jinn and disobeyed the command of his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are many hundreds and thousands of years away since the creation of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And we are the ummah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya, plus minus 124,000 Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam came to this world. And every Nabi that came, there were certain people that accepted the message of the Nabi, and many people did not accept the message of the Nabi. Similarly, Shaitan took a vow to mislead people. So Allah says in this verse, do you take him, Shaitan, and his progeny as friends besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shaitan will tell you not to become a Muslim. Shaitan will tell you don't read your salah. Shaitan will whisper commit haram, major sins. So Allah Ta'ala says that you take Shaitan and his progeny as friends, whereas they are your enemies. Another place of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Shaitan lakum aduun, fattakhizuhu aduwa. Verily, Shaitan is your enemy, and take him as your enemy. When angry, recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. When tempted to do something haram, recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Amantu billahi wa rusuli. And avoid going to venues of vice and sin where you will be tempted to do haram. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Not go close to adultery, functions of mixed gathering, busy shopping centers, etc. We go for our necessities by reciting Astaghfirullah. When you go to the marketplaces, recite the fourth kalima, Astaghfirullah. Control our gazes. The best environment is the environment of the masjid, of the madrasa, and our homes. Our free time standing at home with the family, that go into venues of vice and sins. So Allah Ta'ala says, evil indeed is the substitution of the oppressors. So we have to stick to the company of the pious. And Shaitan said, I am created from fire, and Nabi Adam is created from sand. I am superior to him. And why must I make sajda to somebody that is inferior to me? Now Shaitan, Iblis, used to make a lot of ibadat. He was an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was too proud of his piety and his ibadat and never make sajda. One thing we need to clarify is that now we are in the last ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited us from making sajda prostration to anybody else besides Allah Ta'ala during our Faraz, Sunnah, Nawafil, Salah. We respect the pious personalities, but we don't make sajda to any pious personality. And even when we go to the graveyard of pious personalities, graves of the awliya kiram, even by that grave also we're not allowed to make sajda to any pious person's grave. May Allah protect us. Now I've got a beautiful kitab in front of me, Dard-e-Muhabbat, advices of a very senior alim, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, very senior alim that have passed away, and many of his students and murids are doing wonderful dini khidmat in our country, our city, country, and many other cities and countries of the world. May Allah Ta'ala grant the marhum and all our Muslim marhum the highest rank in Jannah, and accept the dini khidmat from me and all his students, murid, and all the Muslims that are doing good work. Allah grant us sincerity and acceptance. Now in this kitab, the certain major sins he mentioned, which would in character building, it will help us. So the harms of pride, he mentioned an ayat of the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه لا يحب المستكبرين. Verily Allah does not love the proud and the arrogant people. Now if Allah don't love you, then imagine what barakah and blessing can we have in our life. Written in Urdu, I'll just read the Urdu. بے شک اللہ تعالیٰ تکبر کرنے والوں سے محبت نہیں فرماتے. یعنی جو لوگ اپنے کو کسی درجے میں برا سمجھتے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت سے محروم ہو جاتے ہیں. برائی آئی اور اللہ کی محبت ٹوٹ گئی, سارا معاملہ ختم ہو گیا. لہذا جب اللہ تعالیٰ متکبر سے محبت نہیں فرماتے تو وہ غیر محبوب ہوا, اس قضیہ کا عکس کر لیجئے تو یہ مطلب نکلے گا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کو ان سے ناراضگی ہوگی. اللہ will be angry with such a person. I recite a حدیث of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم: من تواضع للہ رفعه اللہ فهو فی نفسی صغیر وفی اعین الناس عظیم، ومن تکبر وضعه اللہ فهو فی اعین الناس صغیر وفی نفسی کبیر حتی لہو اہون علیہم من کلب او خنزیر. Mentioned his famous hadith book, Mishkat Sharif, hadith number 434. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned, whosoever humble himself sincerely for the sake of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah mentioned a beautiful commentary on man tawaza'a lillahi, that you humble yourself sincerely for the sake of Allah. Sometimes a person humble himself because he wants some benefit from the next person. Example, somebody is a very rich, wealthy person and you want some money from him. Say, hey, how are you? I came to visit you. I love you. Meanwhile, they want some dollars and pounds or rands from that person. So they humble themselves. Or somebody in some government position or some other position in society, and you want some benefit from the person, worldly benefit, so you be humble in front of them. That is a matlabi humility. It based on finance or some other worldly benefit. This is you sincerely regard every Muslim better than yourself. And whatever little good action that we are doing, attributed as a tawfiq and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah gave us to read our Salatul Jama'ah 40 days, it was through the tawfiq and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah guide us to recite Quran Sharif. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَا. The best amongst us are those that learn and teaches the Quran. And those fortunate ulama in the Hifz classes and the Darul Uloom that are teaching Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, etc. That also they are through the guidance of Allah, they were accepted in that department of deen. And this humble person, when we doing any good action, reading Salatul Jama'ah, say everybody's Salah is better than me. We're traveling for 40 days, 3 days, or going for Umrah, Hajj, traveling in a group to do some good action. Think everyone in the group is better than myself. The beautiful saying that the Ashabi Kahf dog joined the company of this pious youth. Allah made the dog also valuable. Similarly, we are the sinful person, like the dog of the Ashabi Kahf that joined the group of the people going for Umrah, Hajj, going for 40 days, 4 months, 3 days in the path of Allah. And we look at the good qualities of others and our own mistakes and shortcomings. So this humble person, in his eyes, he'll be small, but Allah will give him respect in the eyes of the people. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَدَعَهُ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ فِي أَعْيُ النَّاسِ صَغِيرٌ وَفِي نَفْسِهِ كَبِيرٌ حَتَّى لَهُ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كَلْبٍ أَوْ خِنْزِيرٌ. And a person that has pride, they feel they are better than others. My salah is better, my fasting is better, my Quran is better, everything is better than the next person. Although we must strive to beautify our salah, read it correctly, properly. We must make an effort to read Quran with tajweed and correctly, properly. But we mustn't look down upon others and think very high of ourselves. And mentioned in this hadith here, that a proud person in their eyes, they feel they are very great. But in the eyes of the people, they are worse than a dog and a pig also. And many non-Muslims today also, because of wealth and power and position, they are oppressing our Muslim brothers and sisters locally and globally. And according to the hadith, in the eyes of the people, they are worse than a dog and a pig. May Allah protect us. And we must try to develop good character. Don't show our authority. Be good with everybody. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing the many aspects of pride that is written here. One is the young used to respect the old, your parents, ustads. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't say uff to your parents. And there's also a teaching in Islam, لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. We don't obey the creation when the creator, Allah Ta'ala, is disobeyed. So if anybody senior also tell us to do something that is not permissible in Islam, then we don't follow them in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we guide everybody to the ulama, to the program in the masjid, how people will make tawbah and istighfar. It is one beautiful form by Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgiri rahmatullah alayhi. In Urdu, hamara ehsaas usme hai ki hum kuch nahi hai. Kuch hona yahi hamara zawal ka baais hai. See, my respect and dignity lies in thinking nothing of myself, think everyone is better than you. And the moment I think I am Mr. Somebody, I am better than others, that will be your downfall and your disgrace in this world and disgrace in the akhirat. And the true meaning of pride is batarul haq wa gamtun nas. You refuse to accept the correct message of the Quran and Sunnah, and you think you are better than others. The Quran and Hadith will remain supreme. Be humble in front of our ulama. And if we cannot practice 100%, admit our mistakes, but don't start arguing and debating with the ulama for something that is haram in Islam. Music is haram, adultery, zina is haram, and immorality, homosexuality, lesbianism, all these major sins. May Allah protect everybody. Idol worshipping is haram, that's shirk. We don't go to any non-Muslim places of worship. May Allah protect us, and may Allah grant us a respectable death of iman. And these advices are for me first, then for others. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.